Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
I don't get it. Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. Today, we have a very special guest. We have Lauren. Oh, my gosh, Lauren. I don't know how I'm going to butcher your last name. I'm going to try it, though. Brovarnik?
Brovarnik.
Not bad.
Tomato.
You may know her from 90 Day Fiancé fame, her and her husband, Alex. Does he go by Alex or Alexi?
Alexi.
He goes by Alex, except when I'm mad at him, he goes by Alexi.
Okay, well, she's joined with us today because she's been very sweet to me on Instagram, reaching out about pregnancy and how it's just not as easy as it often seems on Instagram. So I thought she'd be the perfect guest, but I also met her back during a Hulu commercial 2 years ago where she actually secretly told me that she was pregnant with her first before she really told many others, which was an honor. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Yeah, I had to tell somebody why I wasn't drinking.
Uh-huh. And she...
Did you guys have like a gender reveal or like a big baby announcement after that?
So this, we did a big announcement, I want to say like 2 weeks after, but we did a, this was obviously before COVID, we did our gender reveal and everything in December of 2019 and then COVID happened. Mm-hmm. So
that is crazy. It feels like yesterday.
That leads into so many questions.
Wild.
That leads to so many questions. But what's so crazy is now, that was 2 years ago, and she has two babies now. Like they are back to back, which is another thing I'm very curious about. But let's start from the very beginning, just for people who haven't watched 90 Day Fiancé from the start, because weren't you one of the very first couples?
We were. Season 3 before.
Oh, sorry,
it
Lauren.
Was what
Lauren,
it is
do you
now,
mind saying
you know?
That? Sorry, hold on. It's just cutting
breaking
out a little,
up a little
bit.
Will you mind
again?
Yes, go ahead.
So, Alex and I, we were on season 3 of 90 Day Fiancé before there were all of these spinoffs and it was this big conglomerate. We're like OGs. And the reason we got onto it is I had written to them. At the time, at the end of the show, they were like, if you or somebody you know is going through the K-1 visa, write to us, tell us your story. So my roommate was like, you have nothing to lose. You're about to get engaged. Technically, we were engaged on paper because we had filed at that point. And here we are 6 years later. I know.
I love it. I was I watched every single season.
I watched
in
the beginning.
Real time.
Yeah.
I love it. And I love you guys just because it wasn't like, you know, like Lana and David, like
we're
last
like
season,
a real couple.
You're like a beautiful couple. You know, there's not like a skeezy guy sending you money at first. You know,
I wish Alex would send
lovely.
Me money, although I do have access to his credit cards now. So that's good.
Oh, amazing. You got what you wanted.
That's hilarious. How did you guys meet?
So there's something called birthright. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it.
Yes.
But for those who don't know what it is, it's a free 10-day trip to Israel for Jewish young adults. And it's such an amazing experience and program. Alex was my medic. He was a security guard. He had, you know, he had the hot gun and the muscles and mysterious and... You know, there were two things in life my parents told me not to do, and I did them both, and that was to get a tattoo and marry an Israeli. And here we are. Here we are.
Live your truth. Live your truth.
Living my truth. Living my best life. Exactly.
So the show.
Sorry. I have to hold him up. He just ate, so he's going to be part of the gossip right now.
Oh, no, that's so sweet. So cute. So sweet.
Oh, he looks so happy. I know. He loves that booby.
So snuggly and warm.
So that led you guys to being married in what year?
We got married in 2015. We were just married 6 years.
Wow.
And we're together 8 in December.
Wow.
Nice. Gosh.
That's
nice.
A lot for your age. How old are you? You're like 33, right?
I'm 33. Yeah. And it's crazy because I remember I grew up in a very traditional household. So did Alex. So in my mind, growing up, like 25, I was married with kids. So when that didn't happen, I was like, what am I doing wrong? But you know what? The universe works. Mm-hmm. In mysterious ways, and when it's meant to be, it is.
So true.
How did the show impact your relationship? Was it something that strengthened it or threw you obstacles?
Well, at first, it definitely threw us obstacles, and I have to come clean about something. We actually don't really watch it. Us. Mm. We don't watch us because we don't want it to affect our everyday life. And like who we are, do you know what I mean?
Wow.
Whether that was like our journey or pillow talk, we don't watch it because one, I'm too busy and it's way past my bedtime. And two, we don't want it to affect us or bring up any arguments or anything like that. You know, it's in the past and move on. Although we don't talk about the bachelorette party, so. My bachelorette party.
Oh, yes. Yes. That was drama, right?
That was real. That was so real. It's all so real. I'm not even going to lie. Yeah.
Lauren, I want to go back 1 second for people that aren't as familiar with the show. And I just want to ask one question. Can you just explain the whole K-1 visa concept?
Sure.
Because I think that would help people better understand. Because I actually am not as familiar.
Oh, well, welcome.
Thank you. Yes, I have been.
So a 90-day, a K-1 visa allows an international relationship. It grants access to the foreigner 90 days in America, and you have to get married within those 90 days. And if you don't and you don't file that you've been married and send out your paperwork, they get deported.
Right.
But it's like a big commitment.
Right,
like, I
don't
think people realize Alex was denied 2 times on a travel visa before getting approved.
Wow.
So the show documents the 90 days that you are together in America.
Yes.
Now, my question is,
If you want to get married.
Right. Yeah. The whole plan.
Yeah, a lot of times they don't get married because everything goes to shit sometimes.
Absolutely.
With like the visas or your relationship.
Because
and
it's the longest span of time you're able to spend together.
Exactly.
And I lived in New York when we met. So not only did he move from Israel, I moved from New York and we moved in with my parents.
Oh, wow.
We lived with them. I hadn't lived with my parents for like 10 years. I, you know, was in college and then I was in the city. And then, so adjusting to life with my parents, plus a fiance that I barely knew.
Great content.
I know. And your parents.
Stronger than ever.
And your parents didn't want you to have a tattoo or marry an Israeli. That's incredible.
Yeah, we lived with them for eight or nine months to get on our feet.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, why did you decide to move in with your parents just financially and just happen to go at the same time he was visiting?
I wanted Alex to move to New York and he was terrified of it. Like he comes from a very small town, not a city guy. And he was like, you know, New York's going to be really hard. It's going to be expensive. Do we really want like a roommate? And meanwhile, I live with my parents. Yeah. But also if it didn't work out, I also had their support. Whether it be like a roof over my head or just like the mental support of, hey, it's okay. But, you know, that obviously didn't happen. And here we are.
I definitely need to catch up on 90 Day Fiancé. I feel like you guys have convinced me. This is absolutely a show I need to watch.
And of course, my love for reality TV started with the Bachelor franchise. And I'm sure that happened for a lot of you guys. It's how I met Ashley and Lauren. And if you want to listen to a recap podcast about the Bachelor franchise and other pop culture that'll literally make you laugh, cry, or curse the patriarchy, you need to listen to Love to See It. Emma Gray and Claire Fallon, they had an old podcast called Here to Make Friends. Now they have a brand new show. Like I said, it's called Love to See It. They cannot live without these shows, and they break down every juicy moment and unpack all the weird messages reality TV sends us about love, sex, and dating, which is why I love it. And this fall, they're obviously watching along right now, covering season 18 of The Bachelorette with Michelle Young.
And Michelle is just such a good bachelorette. She's so classy and she's so beautiful. And you guys can listen all about her and her dramatic guys on Love to See It. So listen to and follow Love to See It right now on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When this was airing, were there any like girls that I always think about this, like when you have like a handsome guy mm-hmm. come over, are you worried like girls are like DMing him or messaging him being like, welcome to America?
So we never ever had trust issues, even when he was overseas. Like we never, and to this day, we don't have trust issues, but we talk about them now because who in their right mind, I mean, I guess some women or men just don't have boundaries and they, I mean, I'm married for 6 years with 2 kids. So maybe people think that he's sick of me. So it's okay. Yeah. But I have seen some of the messages and I've gotten them. Like I have women telling me, you know, your husband really doesn't, you know, is better than you. Like you can't do this. You can't provide for him. So I've had women say, can you give him my number in case like anything happens? And I'm like, Alex, in case anything happens, here's this person's number. Good luck.
Wait, but I don't believe that that's, I mean, I believe, swear, but that is,
it's real. People are
that's
bold.
Insane.
It's kind of like when you're like sitting at a bar alone and you have like a wedding ring on, it's not going to detract. It's not going to make men not approach you.
It doesn't. And we, you know, we talk about it. We know the situation that we're in. But, you know, of course, according to Alex, I was born and put in a dungeon until I met him. Like, I don't have a life. I don't have a past. Nobody messages me.
I was born in a dungeon before you met him. That's incredible.
Yes. Rapunzel, let down your hair.
That's incredible. So well, cute. It sounds like you had all these extraneous factors that would have led to, there were so many things working against this working.
People have sent him nude pictures and we were married. Like women have sent him nude pictures. And obviously I get mad at him. It's not his fault. But I'm like, you opened it. Oh my God. But I, now I'm like, okay. Cool.
Wow. What do you attest your success to in the very beginning with all that stuff working against you? Like even a show filming is pressure in a lot of
ways. That was hard. That was really hard to adjust to and to just understand that. I don't think people realize that after the cameras are off, it still affects us. You know, by nature, we're tense, we're heated, and we've over the years evolved as individuals and as a couple, and we talk about everything, even though we may not see eye to eye on it for like a month or two. Every couple goes through ups and downs. If you don't, then is it even real, you know?
Right.
So we talk about everything. We let the bad times play out and then we embrace the good times. And when you're in a bad time, it's hard to get out of it. I get it. But I'm not the only one that does it. I just have it publicly aired.
Right.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Wow. Well, speaking of bad times that are hard to get out of, you've been very open about postpartum depression.
Yeah.
And we wanted to talk to you about that because I feel like it's something that we don't, we are starting to hear about it more in the last couple years.
I think people should talk about it more.
Right. What do you think people should say more about it, that experience?
I think that, you know, I experienced it really bad with Shy because I didn't understand it. And people talk about during pregnancy, right? Like, oh, expect to have cravings and pains and sweats and this and this. Nobody talks about the fourth trimester, which is a very real thing. The hair falling out. It may not happen for everybody, but for those who it does, you're not prepared for it. Nobody told me that I would be hungrier when I was nursing or that I'm going to have to change my sheets every week because I'm sweating, but I also live in Florida. So, you know, there are so many things that people don't talk about, and your moods can just go like this without any rhyme or reason. And it's okay. Yeah. It's totally okay. And I would say the majority of women experience it and they think it's a stigma. Like there's this immense amount of guilt feeling like, did I do this? I remember with Shy, I was like, oh my God, I didn't swaddle him tight enough. I'm the worst mother ever. Oh my gosh, his hand is cold. He's going to get hypothermia. Like, aww. I know it sounds extra, but these are real things that women experience and think, what could I have done better? How could I have done it better? Wow. And you can't. Whatever works for you, that's it. That's nursing or bottle feeding or swaddling or not, or co-sleeping, which is a huge thing, or not co-sleeping. Like, we as moms and women are not to judge other women because you have to find a way to make it work. I literally drive around my parking lot for 45 minutes to get to get Asher to calm down sometimes.
Whatever works.
And Shy's in the car too, because it's like after school and, you know, whatever works. I mean, every mom has been through it, but nobody talks about it.
Do you guys remember when Brooke Shields came out that she had postpartum depression?
Vaguely.
It was like the first time like I've heard about it. And I remember like People magazine being like, making her like seem like such a villain.
Really?
And I think this was like 15 years ago or something like that. And I was like, Oh my God. So they really portrayed her like as evil. And now I feel so bad that they ever did that to her.
I've also been open about like the physical journey. Like with Shy, I documented my body because people think because I'm on TV, oh, I'm going to bounce back like that. Honey, I'm a real person. Like I don't have a trainer. I don't have this. I don't have that. Like I don't have the motivation to get out of bed. And I remember thinking that. And people are cruel on social media. Yeah. And as a human, we are attracted to the negative, you know? And one thing I promised myself I would do is for every like 5 good comments, I would acknowledge one of them because we acknowledge the bad on social media. We become defensive by nature. Yeah. We become defensive. And when you become a mom, it changes everything. It's like, you want to talk bad about me and my body? Fine, but bring my kid into it. Like, what a low life you are, you know?
Right.
So
right.
The whole body, I have body dysmorphia. I've been open about it. I've suffered from it since I can remember. And to go through this feeling of what is all of this, you know, majority of women go through it. And honestly, I've embraced my cravings.
You're not resisting anything anymore. You're just going.
I'm carrying a baby. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, after all this pregnancy talk, we got to talk about prenatal vitamins. My favorite comes from Modern Fertility. We love them because they actually have like a little something in there to make your tummy happy. Okay. It's got balanced iron and other nutrient levels so that they like go down and they don't come back up, or they try not to. They're infused with a hint of citrus, which helps them go down easily. And they also come in a really beautiful blue reusable glass jar. Naz loves her glass jar. And yes, oh my God, takes the prenatals too, because they're not just for girls who are pregnant or trying to get pregnant. They could just be a multivitamin, really, and they can be really good for your hair, skin, and nails. And if you are planning on getting pregnant at any time, it's good to have all these vitamins in your body. OBGYNs actually recommend that you take prenatals at least 1 month up to conception.
Yes. But like Ashley was saying, if you consider yourself a planner like me, or you're the type of person who, you know, budgets for major expenses years in advance or downloads a bunch of podcasts, if you want kids one day, it's really important to think about prepping your body for that ahead of time. And what I love about them is that they have obsessed over the research around every doctor-backed nutrient, because there's so many different prenatal vitamins available online. And I feel like it can be a challenge trying to decide which one's great and right for you. So like Ashley said, it also comes with a free beautifully blue reusable glass jar that I just love having in my vitamin cabinet. It's so pretty. So if you guys want these prenatal vitamins, we're telling you, Modern Fertility, definitely give it a shot. Your prenatal multi-subscription gets you 60 capsules per month for $30. But right now, our listeners can get 30% off their starter kit, which is a great percentage. So it'll include 1 month of capsules and a free glass storage jar. And all you have to do is go to modernfertility.com/getit30. That's modernfertility.com/getit30, get G-E-T-I-T, and then the numbers 30 for 30% off your Modern Fertility prenatal multivitamin starter kit. Again, that's modernfertility.com/getit30. When was the moment, because we were talking about this before we started recording, that postpartum is 2 weeks after?
No, like what is the difference for people out there between just like a little baby blues, like right afterward, mm-hmm. versus like depression. Postpartum depression?
So for Shy, I remember I was on this high for like 2.5-3 months. Life was amazing. It was so great. And it was like freakishly good that my doctor was like
a little, almost like a manic thing.
Yes. Like I was on cloud nine, and I talked about this with Shy. I didn't really connect with him right away. And I know people think you're supposed to love your kid right away. And you do, but you're not everybody's in love with them. Like I was not in love with Shy until like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Cause it was during the pandemic. Alex was home for a little bit. And then once he went back to work, like that's when it really started to happen for me. And I would call the doctor and he was like, "You're so happy," which is amazing. It's amazing. And then out of nowhere, I remember just being in the shower. I started crying uncontrollably. My hair started falling out.
Yeah.
I was like, what is happening to me? And I flipped a switch. I went into bed. I was like, "Alex, I need to be alone. Just leave me alone." I didn't understand it. I called the doctor the next day. I got evaluated and he said, he's like, "I was kind of wondering when this was going to happen because you were so like on another level." And not to say that everybody's like that. So I don't want to throw that out that every woman who's happy is going to experience it. It was just, for me, it took a little bit longer.
It's like very hormonal. It's hormonal based, or is it because like you are coming to realize like my life will never be the same?
That's exactly what it is. And you feel like, okay, so I have a baby now for a few months. That's like with Shy. I was like, okay, so he's here for a while and he's not going anywhere. And
yeah,
you know, before I had him, like 3 weeks before, I had such a major meltdown to Alex and I was like, "Can I ever wear a crop top again? Is society going to think that I'm like a bad mom because I want to dress a certain way?" Or can I still be my funny self, obnoxious self, and blah, blah, blah. I'm pillow talk. And he was like, Lauren, don't change who you are. You're just going to grow into a new role. Mm-hmm. And I still have those moments. I would be lying if I said I didn't. Mm-hmm. But it's such a rewarding feeling.
As he falls on your boobie.
It's so interesting.
So cute. I love him sitting right there, too.
If I put him down, he's going to get fussy. So I figured, let me just.
So really, yours was, because I'm sure it's different for a lot of people, but it was more just this sense of identity or this fear of losing.
I had an identity crisis.
Okay.
I was like, okay, I'm a mom now, but I want to wear a crop top, but I don't have the best body for it. I'm scared somebody's going to ask me when I'm due, or is it inappropriate for me to wear like a sports bra with high-waisted leggings, or is it okay for me to make certain comments or show this on Instagram now that I am a mom? And you know what? It's 2020. We're in 2021. Yeah, we're in 2021. Yeah. And times have totally changed. And I learned that if I can't be the best me, how can I help my family? Because moms are the glue. Mm-hmm. You really are.
So my whole thing, you know, recently has just been like, there's so many expectations about women who are pregnant, like on social media, like you're supposed to be like this, like everybody's like says that you're supposed to be like your happiest, glowiest. Like people told me, you know, I got annoyed the other day when people were telling me that I was glowing when I posted a picture of literally all my zits. And it's like,
cause you're like, wait, what?
You're like, you're just kind of like lying to my face. Like I felt really glowy and beautiful 6 months ago. Where was that then? You know what I mean?
So I'm going to play devil's advocate.
I think I know what you're going to say. And is it,
there is a glow, but it's just like a mannerism. It's not even like boys are supposed to like give you beauty.
Yeah.
My kids made me the ugliest pregnant lady ever. I looked like a whale. I was breaking out. I had like hives on my back and my forehead. It was so
embarrassing. Is crazy. My chest.
Yes. But there is a glow about a soon to be mom. And it's not necessarily that your skin looks good. You just have this twinkle in your eye. And I saw it. So I understand it from an outsider's perspective. But when you're going through it, you're basically like, F you. You know I look bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get it, but the expectation because of social media, that's the hardest thing. And you, like I said, you're expected to fall in love with your kid right away.
That's
I did not.
Where I wanted to lead this because like the whole like expectation thing. First, there's the expectation of like being the cute girl with like the bump and then like just like having the glow. And then there's the expectation that you're supposed to be like feeling your most alive because you're growing life. And I also think that that's BS because I have never felt less alive.
I'm going to tell you a secret, and Alex is probably going to get mad at me if he ever listens to this, but I love when people are like, yeah, I'm so much sexual during pregnancy. And I was like, don't effing touch me. Mm-hmm. Like we went months without having sex.
Same here.
Because I was like, get away from me. Like, it's not you, it's me.
Oh yeah.
Like I could smell.
You're, you're so hot probably and sweaty that you're like, the last thing you want is another body heat on you. Yeah. But then again, you have a baby on you.
Disgusting and gross.
Yeah, I'm my least sexy. It's definitely not him. It's just like there's no way that I could take myself seriously in that position right now.
Totally. And it takes a while to get it after you have a baby.
Yeah.
Like I went after having Shy, I don't feel like I ever fully went through the postpartum cycle because then I got pregnant again.
Right.
How long was it in between? Yeah.
And when did you stop or did you stop feeling that postpartum depression? Like when would you say that happened for you?
After my first trimester with Asher, I was so sick both pregnancies. And like, I look at some of these other influencers and I'm like, how do you do it? How are you in heels? I wore heels for the first time in 2.5 years the other night on a date night.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. I was wobbling. Like I was so, with Shy, I wore wedges, but then like heels are totally different. And like, I can't imagine having to like go to events or do something when I'm not feeling my best self. Mm-hmm. And But I will say, towards the end of the second trimester, I felt good. Like, I embraced the body con dresses because my bump was good, but only black because my backside, whoa, my dimples had dimples. Like, I, to this day, I only wear black or denim bottoms. Like, I'm not... I don't have a good butt or a good body, you know?
Real? I mean, like, I don't want to, you know, Ashley hates when I compliment when I shouldn't compliment, but like, I'm complimenting you because I think your ass looks great.
Mine or hers or all of ours?
Yours.
Thank
well,
you.
All of ours. Yes, yes. I was looking at you before, like basically you just in a crop top and stuff, like banging.
I think I do this not just for everybody else, but for myself to show that, hey, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm a woman. My body's going to change. It's not going to be what it was when I was 25. But I agree. The expectation that people have because of social media or because you're in the spotlight or we're on TV, it's not real.
Yeah. And there's like also even before social media, I just feel like there is this stereotype that like you're supposed to just be goddess like or whatnot. And I just, I love the fact that, you know, you kind of debunk that. Like I'm trying to sort of debunk that. But one of the expectations now that, and one that I hear almost 100% of the time is that the second the baby is out, like you have never felt love like that before. But then now you're telling me you didn't necessarily feel like that. And that's super interesting.
No, that is, I don't want to say it's a myth or not, but like for me, I was like, cool, it's my kid. But I also was very upset when I found out he was a boy and I was public about it. But
are you guys
now,
the same person?
I cried
for several days. I cried just the moment I found out and like the hours leading after it. And then the next morning I was like, okay. And then a couple weeks into it, I was like, okay, I can't really imagine it being a girl anymore.
Yes. So I was not like that. I, up until like he was born, I was like so bummed. Oh my God. I never pictured myself being a boy mom.
Me
and
either.
Now, oh, whoa. I will say this. Jared is going to be pushed to the bottom of the totem pole for a bit and it's okay. Uh-huh. It's okay. But then you'll learn to put each other first again. And that's the best advice I can give anybody who's going through it is yes, your baby is your number one priority, but that baby cannot do well unless that powerhouse of a couple is, you know, united.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And there will be problems like Alex, we holds the baby a certain way. And I'm like, no, you have to hold him like this. And so it caused fights. I was like, I'm the mom. I know. And he was like, okay, I'm in this with you. Like, it's okay. So I'm not going to lie. It did cause fights for us. But with time, you learn to communicate and explain why you feel like it should be done this way or this way. There's no right or wrong. Whatever works for you and your family, that's the way.
Right.
That's it.
It's Rothy's time.
You love saying that.
I don't know what's wrong with me, but it's because I love Rothy's. And for the third year in a row, they're launching an exclusive autumn collection featuring washable merino wool styles. Wool, guys. So that, you know, flats, like sometimes they keep your feet kind of cold.
Right, exactly.
Not these wool styles. They're super cozy. They're comfortable, 100% machine washable. They come in a variety of colors and patterns and styles, just like Rothy's whole collection. And I just, when I think about flats, I kind of think about fall, right? Like, isn't that the flat season? Or it is in my head, because you think I'm crazy?
No? I mean, I think flats are for any time.
Yeah, they are.
But I do think I get what you're saying.
Like
when it's fall,
sweater.
you need a good closed-toed shoe. You know, we're not wearing sandals to CVS anymore.
Yes,
in fall.
Yes. So like your casual slip-on is no longer a sandal; it's probably a flat.
Right.
And you guys, I mean, we've talked about everybody who loves Rothy's between Meghan Markle and Vogue. Pop Sugar also loves them. They call them one of the most comfortable, cute flats you'll never get tired of wearing. And then Forbes calls Rothy's men's shoes, because there's new men's shoes, a travel must-have.
And then fans, they say things like, it's like walking on clouds. There's no break-in periods, no blisters, just pure comfort. I've said it a zillion billion times. It's the only flat that hasn't cut up the back of my ankle. And their best-selling shoe, the one to like maybe start out with, if you're curious, is the Point in Black. It has nearly 5,000 perfect reviews online.
Right. But I just want to go back real quick to their brand new Merino wool style. Uh-huh. I have the clove. So Google Rothy's Merino loafer. There's a limited edition clove one, and it has like this neon green light lining inside and right on the edge of where the flat touches your foot. It is so stunning. It's like wearing a sweater on your feet, and it just goes seamlessly with any fall outfit I throw on, but it also has this pop of color, which makes it really fun. It also comes in a winter green, which is beautiful. It also has another type of green lining. I'm telling you, Google image it. It's a limited edition. It's beautiful. And again, we are here to just offer you guys some money off. So to help you welcome fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something really special. They gave us a chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/get it. That's rothys.com/get it. Head to rothys.com/get it to find your new favorites today.
I know guys are always trying to get back in there sexually right after, you know, like at what point do you feel like it's normal to put a wiener in there?
After I have my first drink and like let it go through. Yes, I was nursing. I had a drink. It's fine.
Of course.
We went on a date night. I want to say it took me about 2.5 months to feel like, okay, I can do this. Because, of course, I was like, it's going to hurt. Oh, my God. No,
it's so scary.
And that spark. How do you find that spark again?
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I did. I had some wine, and I felt it going through me. And I was like, okay.
Don't you love when it hits your stomach, and then it goes right to your vagina? So
yes. And you're warm, and you're flushed, and you're like, mama's still got it.
Yeah, I love it. When did you, Lauren, start feeling like your complete self again, identity-wise? Or do you feel like you're
going through it?
You are. Okay.
Of course.
Do you feel like your husband ever went through an identity crisis through the journey with either child?
I'm not sure, honestly. We haven't really talked about it. Because you only think about the woman. But that's definitely something to really talk about. I would imagine they'd go through it. Just in a different form.
It just feels like such a mentally and physically taxing toll on the woman. And I just haven't heard, I don't know. Maybe I know that there's paternal postpartum depression in young fathers. I read about that, but I don't know if I've ever spoken to, you know, a guy that's felt that way.
And it's funny you say that because here we're trying to normalize postpartum depression to begin with.
Right.
And then you don't think about the guy.
Yeah. No. And I feel like a lot of the conversations, even in my head, are sort of judgy, right? I feel like every time I sit down and have this conversation, I'm like, oh, the woman goes through so much. We do all the brunt of the work. But then I just realized, is that actually true? I've never sat down and talked to a young father about this stuff or a new father.
Alex is, I will say, the best dad for our kids. He's so hands-on. But again, we communicate everything. If I'm like, I'm having a bad day, you need to just give me 30 minutes to decompress. He does it. And I mean, he goes to an office every day. He's exhausted and still comes home and helps me out. So it takes time to find the balance. And that definitely adds into the postpartum journey of finding the balance. But having kids, it changes your life. It can either make you or break you. Mm-hmm. And I know that's really hard to say, but that's the reality. People have kids and it just doesn't work between them as a couple anymore. Or it makes you closer or stronger.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's like you had a kid so quickly after your first. Mm-hmm. Was that something that you
planned? Was that something that was scary and overwhelming when you were like, oh my gosh, my body has to go through that all over again?
Well, so Alex and I are the kind of people that were like, work hard now, play harder later. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to have kids back to back, and I don't think we're done, honestly.
You need your girl.
I'm going for it. But whether I have a girl or a boy, like, I'm done after that in my mind, is I don't know. But we did want to do back to back. We didn't think it would happen so quickly. I stopped nursing shy after 6 months. You can get pregnant when you're nursing. That's like a myth that you can't. Oh, you can. Mm-hmm. And the doctor just like, listen, you have a sensitive body. Like, it might be harder on your body. So let's stop and see what happens. And I started weaning. And then I was so blessed. 2 months later, I got knocked up.
Wow. I love that.
Very unexpectedly. I would never expect it to happen that fast, but it did.
When your doctor says you have a sensitive body, my doctor said that I am hormonally sensitive. Is that sort of what, is that like a thing? Because that makes me feel better.
Being pregnant.
No. She meant like when I have like a hormone shift, it's like very evident. You know what I mean? And I was like, okay, that actually makes me feel better. Cause that's like something I just have no control over. And
no, you don't.
Yeah. It's my body.
And embrace it. Listen,
right. Embrace
it. No matter how many times you're going to go through it, you always have to think of it like, I'm in it now, so let me have the best of it. I never really asked Alex to go on food runs in the middle of the night because he knew to have it in the house. Like, Shy, we always had banana pudding. I only wanted banana pudding, which is the craziest thing. I never had crazy cravings. Yeah. I just became a sweets person. Mm-hmm. And with Asher, I had to have a Slurpee. I don't know.
Oh, 7-Eleven Slurpee.
Yes. I don't know how they didn't sponsor me.
What's your flavor? That's hilarious. What's your flavor?
A combo. It's a mix. Combo? It's definitely a mix. Yeah, that blueberry and the raspberry, or blue and Coke, actually.
Yeah, the blue and Coke. Oh, that's a good combo. Really? Yeah, it's like a little savory and sweet together. Yes,
if they have it. If not, go with the cherry, for
sure. I love that. Yeah, I love that journey for you. I wanted to ask.
It was a good one.
I don't want to. I hate going back to something we've already sort of discussed, but there was something that I read that you said, and I'm just so interested in learning more about what you were actually feeling in the postpartum depression. Cause you said you just started sobbing uncontrollably in the shower, but there are a lot of questions that come up while you're going through that. And one that you shared online was, is it okay if I cry? Was a question that came up to you. And I was like, whoa, I feel like that's something that I would ask myself if I had a child, because when you're a new mom, I'm assuming you're like, oh, I gotta be strong. I gotta, you tell yourself you have to be all these things, which is so silly. It's like, where did we get all that stuff from? So I was just hoping you could impart some more of your experience and wisdom in the feelings that were coming up for you and questions that were coming up for you for people that may be going through the same thing.
So here's the thing. A baby's never going to remember this. The baby's never going to remember if you're crying. Now that I have Shy, you know, he knows when mommy's upset, he can feel it. Mm-hmm. So cry it out, whether that's in the shower or in your bedroom, like, get that Kim K ugly cry going on and own it. Because if I cried right now, I guarantee you he's never going to remember it.
Yeah.
And we need, as women, we're very sensitive. We need to have a good cry. But
yeah, it feels so good after.
It does. And
I love crying.
I love a good cry. And maybe that's why I do it in the shower, because like it just washes away and then I have to get the swelling down, you know? Uh-huh. But just cry it out. It's like you're a human being. And honestly,
did your moms cry in front of you? Like, was that a normal
thing
to see your mom cry?
I don't
think
I've ever seen her cry in front of me as an adult, like as a teenager. Yeah. So that's when I would like not cry. That's my personal opinion. unless I needed to, but I don't think there's anything wrong with crying.
No, right. You're a human right. being in it. And it's so funny. I don't remember my mom crying a lot either. And it's almost like mm-hmm. it would have been actually nice to see my mom cry more.
I know.
It would have humanized it. And maybe I wouldn't feel like I'm not allowed to cry in front of anyone in the workplace or anywhere. It's crazy. Right.
If I do see my mom cry, I'm kind of
scared.
We're
so scared.
Lauren and I
were so traumatized the few times that she did cry in front of us that like I thought that she was going to have like a mental breakdown and have
and
to
it's so sad. She probably held
and
in
it's
so many tears.
Exactly, because they're human. Yeah. And I think we all probably think that a lot of our fathers too. Like I've had conversations with people where I'm like, oh, I've only seen my father cry this many times. And it's like, whoa, but they're human. They must be crying behind closed doors and we just have no idea. And we should normalize that. Were there any other feelings?
I was going to say, normalize crying. I mean, Alex and I talked about the time when the time comes that our kids are older, if we have to fight, we'll do it behind closed doors for sure. Mm-hmm. But it's so true. Normalize crying. What is wrong with crying? It is a natural reaction. I cry during a Hallmark movie still.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it. I'm okay with that.
You it's have a beating heart. It's so good.
My mother-in-law cries all the time, and like it's so not phasing. I'm like, Nancy, she's fine.
But it's good.
That, like, Nancy, I know that she's okay.
So it's so true. Nancy makes me cry. I cried when I was at her house when we were visiting.
To normalize crying, and not just that. Normalize being a woman. Like,
right.
I mean, women, whether you have babies or not. We're smarter than men and we're a lot stronger than men so many ways. I may be biased or sexist or whatever, but I mean, I'm a woman. I'm a girl. I identify as a woman and I know what I'm capable of. And I guarantee you if I love my husband to death, but I guarantee you if he was in my shoes for a day, he would be pulling his hair out.
Right. Definitely. Were there stronger. Any other feelings that came up for you aside from crying uncontrollably or any other feelings or thoughts that you can share that maybe you haven't shared?
Yes. Here is one. Talk about an expectation. And this is one that every woman experiences pregnant is sadness. And sadness about being pregnant. And not everybody will admit it, but I will admit it. I was sad towards the end of my pregnancy because I was like, it's never going to be just the two of us anymore. Mm-hmm. Like I literally said to Alex, I don't want this. I'm not ready. Like 3 weeks before I had Shy, because I was so scared of how much your life changes. And it does change. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Mm-hmm. But then you're just like, within a month, you're like, I can't picture my life without this. Yeah. It's exhausting, but you've adapted already so quickly for some. But I was so sad. I was scared. Mm. I was sad. And you're right. It's expected that you're so happy when you're pregnant. You're having a baby. And unfortunately, there are women that, you know, can't. And my heart hurts for them. But these emotions, you're happy, you're sad, you're scared, you're excited. I was really upset. Like when I found out I was pregnant, I wanted to have a white claw. I couldn't, obviously. Wow.
That's interesting that was your reaction. It's almost like you wanted to hold on to your old. And people don't talk about mourning your life before because everything is about to change. And that's so normal. There should almost be like a process or counseling or conversation where it's like, let's mourn your old life and get excited for your new life now.
Lauren, you.
And it's a hard process. I'm not kidding. I called Alex crying. He was like, why? I was like, I'm pregnant. And he was like, this is so good. I was like, I just want to have a drink.
Oh my God. It's like, this is what we wanted.
It's okay though. I think a lot of people feel that.
You're speaking my language here because so many people, like the only thing they ask you is like, oh my gosh, are you so excited?
No.
And I'm like,
you're like, no, I'm not.
And I was ready to party still. Like Alex and I, we were in such a good place and we had a conversation right before I found out I was pregnant, actually on the trip that we conceived. I was like, you know what? You're right. Let's wait another year. Let's travel. Let's do this. We're in a great place. We're filming, blah, 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 blah. Boom. I was late. I took like 3 tests. They all came back positive and I was bummed. I was.
Yeah. Okay, so that's very honest, and I love it. The thing with us, honest. We were definitely trying, but like every month I wouldn't have my, every month I got my period, I'd be like, well, another month that we get to live this great life, just the two of us, and exactly. we get to do what we want, and I get to have sangria on the beach and all that. Mm-hmm. And yes, this is me saying this as somebody who did not have fertility issues, you know, never right. had a loss. And I, you know, and right. I feel so much thank empathy God. Towards those women. But it's funny because when people say like, are you so excited? I'm like, honestly, that isn't the emotion. Yes, I know I wanted kids. Yes, I know that I'm going to be a really good mom and that I'm going to be so in love with my of child. Course. But based on especially how like my, just how the pregnancy has gone and it's been so tough that it's like, no, the feelings that I've been having aren't exactly of excitement because if this is how I feel now, like what's coming for the rest of my life yeah. and I get, and then excited is also not the right word because it's like, I don't know what's coming for me.
You're scared. It's, you don't you're
know.
Nervous.
You've never experienced it before. So it's like, yeah.
I don't know how to hold a child. When do you learn how to properly hold
a child? I didn't hold Shy for 2 weeks.
Thank you, Lauren.
I did not hold Shy for 2.5 weeks. I didn't change a diaper. I didn't hold him.
Was
and
your mom every, there? Your mom was doing
no,
all?
No, it was Alex. It was COVID.
Oh, wow.
It was like, oh. it was all Alex. I was like, listen, God forbid something happens to my kid, I can blame him. You know, like, if he's
not
or
my problem.
It's on him.
That's so
but
funny.
It's true. I was so scared, and every journey is different. My journey with Shy is different than my journey with Asher, which, you know, I'm not going to get into. But every baby, every journey is totally different. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it's okay. What? I love you. It's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to feel sad.
Right.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Why?
Why?
If you
Why?
Have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this
Why?
A lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
I have a question as someone who is not going through this and has a lot of friends that are going through this. And what do you ask then instead of, are you so excited? What would you guys want people around you to say? I have asked, how are you feeling? Instead of saying, how are you so excited? But then I do find, and I don't know if this is true, so this is just my opinion. It doesn't mean it's true. But everyone's like, oh, it's great. It's great. It's great. And so then it's like, well,
right.
then
you don't want to say
exactly.
Oh,
it's
so
most people don't want to say that.
Most
so how
don't,
can
but I offer up I'm miserable every day.
So then
no, you've
how...
been very open with it, which I think is wonderful. I think for somebody who isn't pregnant and have friends that are, I think
how do you support know,
That's what I was going to say is like, is there anything I can do for you? You know, I know, can I help you with food? Is there anything, you know, can I arrange something for you? Just to let them know that you see that they're in a different, you know, do you want to have a girls' night? Do you want to go get dinner? I'd love to take you to dinner and catch up. And so they feel normal, mm-hmm. not like
yeah, normal.
You know, now, I mean, it's nice to say, and how are you feeling? Like, are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you, you know, what emotions are you feeling? I think is the best way mm-hmm. to approach it. And if you say, are you excited or are you nervous? Like, you know, I've spoken with other women and I know they've experienced different feelings mm-hmm. to kind of knock mm-hmm. that out, that there it's okay for them to be like, yeah, I'm nervous mm-hmm. and offer like to go out to dinner or get a manicure or pedicure, something to manicure. Make them feel like their life isn't going to change internally.
I love that answer. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I have another thing to offer up there. When I did go on the glow rant, one of my friends who had a baby in May, she also, it was not an easy journey for her. And she said that she got annoyed at the glow comments too. And she said, but like as a mom now and watching you go through what I went through, I just want to say that like, I'm proud of you because I know what your day to day is and you're like getting yeah. through it and you're doing it. And I was like, I really like the I'm proud of you instead of like your glow.
Wonderful, because pregnancy is not easy.
It's
for
really hard, yeah.
It, and I always, people ask me which part is harder, the first trimester when you're sick or the third trimester yeah. when you can barely move. And I'm like, the third.
Yeah.
I'd rather throw it up worse. Every day.
Oh no. I'm only like two.
Every day.
You threw up every day of the first or third?
I threw up every single day, morning, day, and night. Until I was 7.5 months pregnant.
Girl,
every
you
single
had it worse
day.
Than me.
I had it really bad. So when you were like talking, that's why I reached out when you were talking about like your morning sickness. I was like, oh, honey.
Did you
trust me? I was so sick.
But still, you'd pick that over third, right?
No.
She said she threw up night and day until 7.5 months.
Yeah, so I was in my third trimester, but I think the hardest part is towards the very end, like those last 3 weeks when you're like, just get out of me.
My sister-in-law's in that right now, and she's like very, very, she's very sad.
I don't understand how women are expected to work during that.
I did.
I
worked until the day I gave birth to Shy. I mean, granted, I was from home because
of COVID. Right.
But I worked until March 1st, and I had him April 14th. That, and I drove an hour each way.
Wow.
And I can't talk.
About
that. Okay. I can tell you after.
Okay.
I can tell you after.
Okay. That is all. I love this stuff. This is great.
This is Ashley's therapy session.
Oh,
Lauren, you're hired as
the
therapist.
Seriously, I joined an app called Peanut.
Oh, I heard about this.
I promoted them in the past. But I've actually used it because there's different groups. It's kind of like Telegram, if you will, that Telegram app. And it's different groups. Mm-hmm. And there are postpartum groups. And whether it's people in your area, it's like Tinder meets like Telegram.
Oh,
like,
that's so
it's
cute.
Really great. And you don't have to meet up with anybody, but you can join these little chats. And it's really reassuring to, you know, hey, I'm really not alone. Or I just reach out to friends who are going through it with you and who are just went through it with you or just, you know, had it or are going through it right after you. It takes a village and it's okay to ask for help. And that's something I've learned. Accept the help. Definitely accept the help.
Lauren, we know you have to go pick up Shy soon.
Yeah, I gotta go with Shy.
Yeah, I want to give like 3 minutes, do a little rapid fire of some fun.
Let's do it.
Is the interrogation process of getting married to a foreigner like it is in the movie The Proposal?
That's a great question.
You know, we never had an interview, so I don't know. We had an interview during his citizenship. I sent in a 3-inch binder. There was no way they could question our relationship.
Right, right.
Like
your love was too real.
And I made an extra copy, so I don't really know.
That's so sweet.
I still have it.
That's really sweet.
Who's your favorite couple to come out of the 90 Day Fiancé franchise that is not you and Alex?
Oh my God, that's such a tough one. Listen, I wish everybody the best because at this point, I don't know who's together and who's not anymore.
I know.
I do like Andre and Libby. I do talk to Libby just because her husband is from the same region that Alex is from. So we vent to each other a little bit.
Oh, their drama has been nuts.
It's been nuts. It's really nuts. But overall, I'm really happy for everybody who, you know, this is their choice. I have to support it. I went through it.
What do you, have you met Big Ed in real life?
God, no.
Okay. Thank you.
And if I did, would I be nice to him? 1,000,000%.
Of course.
Am I a fan of him? Absolutely not.
Okay. I mean, you are my favorite on Pillow Talk.
Ugh,
like 100%.
That kiss was nauseating. And I was pregnant when that happened.
So you threw up.
You can imagine. You can imagine.
Everyone, go out and watch 90 Day Fiancé, please. Just know what we're talking about if you're
Naz
not.
Naz has a quick question.
No, I forgot. I was like, who's Big Ed?
Oh, you don't? Oh, did you look him up immediately?
You mean the one who wears pictures of himself on him? Yeah, that's Big Ed.
Okay. Lauren, how many times a week do you get that you sound like Drew Barrymore?
Every single day.
Oh my God.
I was going to tell you.
I remind them of.
Whoa. Yeah.
I was going to say that. Thank God I didn't. Okay.
I love it. I hope she watches this and listens to it because I'm such a fan of hers. And my mouth even goes to the side like hers a little bit. So
I love
I'm
it.
I'm obsessed with Drew Barrymore. Yeah.
Drew Barrymore she's listens to my so she'll hear.
Does she? Casual. No. Drew, if you're listening, I'll be a guest on your show.
Oh my God. You should do Drew impersonations on TikTok. That'd be so funny.
You're right. I totally should. I'm new to TikTok. I'm new to this in reels, so this is a good one.
Same. It is hard. It's so hard.
All right. Well, we'll let you go because you've got mommy shit to do.
I know.
Your important stuff. So thank you so much for coming on.
Seriously.
Lauren, it was such a pleasure meeting you. So happy for you.
So nice meeting you. Listen, seriously, if you guys have questions or just need the middle of the night, like, hey, I'm stressing, 9 out of 10 times I'm up.
Aww.
I'm up.
Okay. Ashley, that's so sweet.
Seriously, I don't sleep, but I have insomnia, so that's pre-baby stuff.
That's a whole other issue.
Thank you for the therapeutic realness today. You are a gem, and I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
If you want to be the most interesting person at the cocktail party, well, hop on over and listen to the Brain Candy Podcast.
Our award-winning content will have you laughing while you're learning.
We read all the best articles, books, and studies, and keep up with new TV shows, documentaries, and pop culture. And then we cram it all into 2 shows a week.
Conspiracy theories, cannibal rabbits, unsolved mysteries, the history of the Walkman. There's something for everyone.
The Brain Candy Podcast. Find our link in the show notes.
Or simply search for the Brain Candy Podcast on your podcast app.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.